Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Christina Liu.
Hello.
And with the whole show, unfortunately, Otto, who was going to be here, had a family situation.
Yes, so we'll love to Otto.
Absolutely, and hope everything's going well there, and he'll be back soon.
Yes.
And we have been so fortunate to be talking with Shari Batone here in reference to, Shari is the mobility manager for Project Independence. Independence through Department of Services for the Aging. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned ABLE and you mentioned Accessoride. And so I don't know which is which, but somebody stays in Nassau and somebody's in Queens. But what if I want to go from my home in Great Neck into Flushing?
Great question. Okay. So, yes. But first, let me back up. My role as mobility manager is to help people get around the town and outside the town and to connect to whatever services or transportation systems are available. So in Nassau County, we have a system called ABLE Ride.
Okay.
And ABLE Ride is wheelchair accessible transportation, but it goes beyond that. Anybody who has difficulty managing with a regular bus system. So it could be somebody with vision or hearing issues or cognitive issues or mental health issues. It's really anyone having difficulty. There's a person I know who has difficulty with hands and gripping and holding onto a bus with the stops and the starts, but visibly cannot tell there's an issue. So basically what I do is I encourage folks to apply. It's not a guarantee that you'll be approved. There is a medical certification process. So I could help to provide the application and some tips and then help expedite. But the service is to any location in Nassau County that's within about a mile of a fixed route bus system. So it's only the outermost tips of Sands Point maybe lower down in Nassau by the water are not accessible to residents who live there. But for most of the population in Nassau County, they'll be picked up. It's curb-to-curb service, and for any reason. So while our program really is for North Hempstead residents to go to North Hempstead locations and a few places just beyond, it's really just for discounted medical and for food shopping. ABLE Ride provides service for any reason.
Okay.
To get to the mall, to go to see a friend, to visit somebody in an area of Nassau County we don't, provide service to. And
technically, what's
great
about
it.
Technically, they would take over to Long Beach? I mean, from one end to the other?
If there's service there, yes.
If there's service there,
absolutely.
Right. Okay.
It's really for any reason to go to an accountant, to pay a ticket, to go to court. You know, there's important reasons to get around, and taxis are very costly.
I just want to go.
Yes.
That's an application, though. Like, you call for Project Independence, is just your name and address, and you're over 60. This is a medical application.
Correct. You fill out. It's a 12-page form, but I tell people, don't be afraid of it. It's just, 8 pages you fill out. Do you wear glasses or not? How is your mobility? What are your reasons in a short paragraph that are difficult for you to travel with a bus? It's not a hard application, but then you carry it with you next time you go to a doctor or any licensed professional. They sign off on it. But I want to answer your question. How does this help somebody get to New York City? Well, first of all, if you're approved, you enjoy a flat rate of $3.75 each way to get around in Nassau County. But once you're approved, you're also eligible through their reciprocal approval process to get to use any other accessible transportation company in the country.
That includes
Nextdoor Accessoride. So just say somebody goes down to Florida. Once they're approved here, Miami, whatever system they have down there, you would have ABLE Ride release your information to that other accessible company. And then you could literally call same day and they would have
wonderful.
Your information.
I didn't really know that, yeah.
So Accessoride would have your information same day if you ask ABLE Ride to release for privacy reasons. You have to tell them to release it. And that would enable someone to have a 21-day pass 21 different times one could use that system. Now, if somebody lives in Great Neck or New Hyde Park or Floral Park, they are on the border of Queens. It is very possible, very likely, Accessoride could come to your house or to your curbside and pick you up. if you live a little deeper in, there is a spot near LIJ where you could travel to and to the pickup location and then take AccessoRide. And AccessoRide's cost is $2.50 each way to go anywhere in the five boroughs. So it is a valuable form of transportation for our residents to be able to get into the city at a lower cost. If somebody isn't able to make the transfers or wants the convenience of something else, then I do give referrals to whatever else is available. Private taxi, if it's affordable, if their mobility can allows them, maybe they could take a Long Island
right.
Railroad.
But a senior going to theater mm-hmm. on a Wednesday afternoon mm-hmm. to go from able to AccessoRide in and out of the city
yes.
versus a car
mm-hmm.
service or something,
right.
I mean.
And what I assist with is scheduling. I also tell people, you know, if your show or your appointment is at noon, you want to plan to be there an hour before because mm-hmm. something is going to go
right,
wrong.
Right, I agree with that. That's a good
so,
point.
You know, you really got to back it up and start at the beginning. You know, leave a half hour for the first pickup to
right,
be late.
Right.
You need to make your next connection. These are the sorts of things that I can help with. Or maybe there's a family member or a friend or somebody can help to get to a connection point. So that, you know, that is a very helpful service. While we're on the topic of those who may need additional help, we were very happy to be able to expand the Project Independence transportation program that's been for seniors. It's been running about 8 years now. And this past January, we began to provide the same service to those who have a disability who are younger. So adults 21 and up who have a disability are able to ride with our same program. And so the food shopping rides, you know, are shared rides
okay.
where we engage the taxi company for about 4 hours. They pick people up and drop people off. And so it's combined now. So somebody, a senior or someone with a disability, can be picked up and taken over to the shopping center. So it's an efficient use of our program. And, you know, a lot of people enjoy getting out. These are non-drivers. We're happy to say that we have 20 of these younger folks registered. And the average age is about 36 years.
Wow.
There's 7 individuals who are under 30. And this is important. You know, many of these folks are still living with their parents and need a lot of support, but want to feel independent, need to practice their independent living skills. So this is a way to get out and enjoy whatever there is to offer up at the shopping centers, and also to get out to important doctor appointments and not have to depend on others.
That's amazing. Yeah. Actually, it's amazing. As an offshoot of Project mm-hmm. Independence, because when mm-hmm. you create something mm-hmm. and then you realize, guess what, for a few mm-hmm. more steps, we can now help another whole segment of the town
yes.
who otherwise would be stuck
yes.
you know, either not getting where they want to go mm-hmm. or spending $50 a round trip each time or something like
that's
this.
Right.
And that becomes, most of the people with disabilities are on limited incomes too.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, to get hit with those kind of bills, and this
right.
is tremendous. I had no
right.
idea.
Yeah. And we are also, you know, we help seniors who are driving as well.
Right.
Mobility
right.
is mobility.
Right.
And we have a car fit event to help drivers be safer in their own vehicle. So let me tell you what car fit is, first
and
of all.
And we do talk yeah. about car fit all the time.
Oh, you do?
I rave
okay.
about when you car fitted me. And I said, we talk about it all the time. You know, because I said that you really walk away, even like as much as you think you might know what you know,
yeah.
You know, you walk away with these concrete tips, you know, and I, to this day, like, I'll yell at people with their mirrors. I'll be like, your car should not be seen in this mirror. I don't know what you're doing, you know. So I think it's really just, I encourage everybody, no matter what age, to really take advantage of it.
You know, it's funny, not just mirrors. My pet peeve is when people sit too low in their car.
Yeah.
They think they're race car
yeah.
drivers, but really you can't see over your dashboard uh-huh. to see the curb or possibly somebody who is walking or about to pass in front of you. So CarFit was developed by the AAA, the AARP, and the Association of Occupational Therapists. And there are events held all over the country. The town is hosting an event in June. It filled up quickly. There's two other events happening, so I want to give you the dates for those. On Tuesday, May 23rd, at the Westbury Village Hall, there will be a CarFit event. And on Thursday, June 29th, at the Campo Center, which is on 718 The Plain Road in Westbury. I believe that's the school district offices. And so basically, if one would like to register, they would call AAA directly at 516-873-2364. And to let you know what you would expect that day, you will be given an appointment time. And you arrive at about your appointment time, and you'll drive up into a station. Two people will be on either side of your car. You stay in your car the whole time. The whole thing takes about 15, 20 minutes. And they will work to make a series of adjustments to you in your own car for better visibility. Not just the mirrors and raising the seat up and the distance from the steering wheel, but also checking the tread of your tires and the air pressure. And noticing if there's any dings here and there, that's a good sign that maybe there's a visibility issue on a certain side of the car. There's a whole series of adjustments to make you safer. And you leave with, everyone leaves with an epiphany of, oh, I didn't know that.
It's true.
It really is a great experience, and I highly recommend it. It really should be for everyone, not just seniors.
Yeah,
but
I know,
seniors, you know, need a little more help to stay driving longer. You know, one of the, my pet peeves is to see a lot of, you know, film on the windshield. It can impair visibility, especially for those over 50 who have a little more difficulty seeing at night. You know, get rid of the pollen on your car. Hose your car down. John's looking guilty.
My car's green.
Sherry's following you out to the parking lot, John. You gotta watch out.
You know, or spring for a car wash, or take out the Windex if you don't want, you know. Some people, if they use the garden hose, there's some mineral deposit that will stay on your car. Just get rid of anything that's going to impair your visibility, and you'll be safer for it.
And I think it's important, you know, because, like, there are people who, you know, and Sherry, I'm sure, can certainly attest to this, you know, want to continue driving and how important it is for them. And the idea of losing, you know, being able to drive, you know, so something like this, you know, will hopefully help you, you know, maintain that kind of independence in that, which I think is great.
That's another, we're actually out of time, but that's another whole issue. The independence that you're providing, because taking away somebody's license is really, it's the beginning of a terrible decline for some people.
That's right.
So at least they know they can get around and see their friends. Sherry, this has been tremendous, and I thank you and
thank
for the work.
Thank you for having me.
The transportation information.
Yep.
Call
311
and ask for Sherry, because, you know, it's not just about transportation to the shopping center. We can get you in and out of Manhattan to go visit your grandkids or anything like this, which is tremendous. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.